हरे कृष्णा भगवद गीता सिटीज चैप्टर नंबर 6 ध्यान योग टेक्स्ट नंबर 31 एंड 32। ओम नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। सर्वभूतस्थितं यो मां भजति एकत्वं मास्तितहम्, सर्वता वर्तमानोपि स यो हि मयि वर्तते। सर्वभूतस्थितं यो मां भजति एकत्वं मास्तितहम्, सर्वता वर्तमानोपि स यो हि मयि वर्तते। ट्रांसलेशन एंड परपोर्ट बाय डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद, the founder acharya of international society for krishna consciousness Jayashila Prabhupada. Such a yogi who engages in the worshipful service of the supreme super soul, knowing that I and the super soul are one, remain always in me in all circumstances. Text 32. Atmanupam eva sarvatram samam pashyati yorjunam सुखं वायति वा दुःखं स यो हि परमो मतः। आत्मानुपम येन सर्वत्र समं पश्यति योऽर्जुनं सुखं वायति वा दुःखं स यो हि परमो मतः। ट्रांसलेशन ही इज अ परफेक्ट योगी हु बाय कंपैरिजन टू हिज ओन सेल्फ सी द ट्रू इक्वालिटी ऑफ ऑल बीइंग इन बोथ देयर हैप्पीनेस and their distress. O Arjuna, Om Ajnanatimirandasya Jnananjanasalakayam Saksharanmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaham. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Shrivate Bhaktivedanta Swamin Yutinaminem. नमस्ते सरस्वती देवै गौरवाणी प्रचारिणीं निर्विशेष शून्यवादीं पाशात देश तारिणीं। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्ण नवियर इन चैप्टर 6 ध्यान योग टेक्स्ट नंबर 31 एंड 32। And this shloka, 31 shloka, Krishna is telling that the perfect yogi, he understands that the Paramatma future of the Lord, which is situated in everyone's heart as a Paramatma, and the personal future of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu and Krishna, is actually, he understands that he is non-different. Non-different, both the Paramatma future as well as the Supreme Lord, he is a Bhagavan, he is a personal future, both are non-different. If we see, there are three Vishnu is there. One is a Mahavishnu, another one is a Garbhodakshaya Vishnu, then third one is a Sirodakshaya Vishnu. So these are the three Vishnu involved of this material world. The first Vishnu, Mahavishnu, he creates this entire Brahmand. Like a ball, it's the entire Brahmand, the Mahavishnu, he creates, and all the Panchabhutas, Bhumi, Rapo, Nalavayu, Kammano, Buddhireva, Chahankara, Ityami, Birna, Prakriti, Astata. He creates all this earth, water, fire, air, and ether. Then once this everything is manifested, everything is created, the second Vishnu called Garbhodakshaya Vishnu. And this Vishnu enter inside this Brahmand, then from his lotus navel, and the Lord Brahma sprouts. The second Garbhodakshaya Vishnu, he creates Lord Brahma. Once Lord Brahma is created, and he is the engineer for this, and he is a secondary creator. As we discussed before also, once you give the mud and water, this the potter, he will make a very nice pot. So similarly, Vishnu, he creates everything and give it to Lord Brahma, and he just like the feeding in the computer. Just like if you feed in the computer and this manufacturing, the product comes out. So similarly, by using this earth, water, fire and air, ether, and Lord Brahma creates all the living entity. once the living entities are created, then third Vishnu. This actually, without the Supreme Lord, the Supreme Lord is situated inside our heart. So that's why we are making dance so many things. We are saying, even we are saying no God, because of God is situated in everyone's heart. So this is the greatest funny of this atheistic people. So he is situated in everyone's heart. That's why you are dancing. Once he leaves from the body, you are dead. Four people required to carry you. Before that, you know, no need. We can care, you know, we can walk our own. But once this Atma and Paramatma leave from our body, I am finished. Need four people to carry. So on this way, Sirodaksha Vishnu, he enter in everyone's heart as a Paramatma. Then only that's everybody like a wake up. Everybody, it will be, the body will be functioning. So this is the three Vishnu. So this is a Sirodaksha Vishnu. He is situated in everyone's heart as a Paramatma. He also having a Sangha Chakra Gada Padma. In the Rupa also is mentioned in Srimad Bhagavant. And he is look like a, he is carrying a Sangha Chakra Gada Padma. He is situated in our heart. So one may say, sir, we are very small. How the Lord is situated inside? We are very small. This is not big deal. Even the small mosquito, small ant, within the small ant, within the small bacteria also, the Supreme Lord is residing. So that is the very greatest, amazing Supreme Lord is. Actually, the Supreme Lord can be smaller than the smallest and bigger than the biggest. So he can do everything. So this Lord who is situated inside the heart, and the Krishna who is speaking Bhagavad Gita is non-different. That's what Krishna is trying to explain to this Arjuna in this shloka. So just like, for example, the High Court judge is there. And the High Court judge, when he is going to the court and he wears a separate dress, he is look very, very majestic, and he walks like an elephant. He is very, very majestic. At the same time, if he is in the home, and he don't be like a majestic. He don't be like a majestic and commands, my dear children, do this. No, he never commands. You know, just like a, he just play. So similarly, only according to the position, the high court judge is even though same, but according to the place, and he does the activities. So similarly, the Supreme Lord is one Krishna or Vishnu. And he is manifesting in different way. Then after that, Srila Prabhupada mentioned the purport, the yogi, the perfect yogi, and the Krishna devotee, the bhaktas, are no different. Both of them, because the yogi also, he see the Lord inside the heart, and by the process of the meditation, and then the bhaktas also, they also practice the devotional service. So ultimately, they reach the same conclusion, only the process is different. So yogi also think about the Paramatma, and Bhakta also remember and they serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So that's why the Lord is one and manifested in different form according to the living entity, and he is residing in everyone's heart. So just like, for example, if the sun is there, the sun is only one. Sun is only one. If you keep the mud pot, 10 mud pot with the water, and the sunlight will fall on the 10 mud pots. If you see in the mud pot, inside the mud pot, you will see each mud pot there will be a one sun. But the sun is only one because of the 10 mud pot is there, and the sun is reflecting everywhere. So similarly, the Supreme Lord, he is actually only one. He manifests, he incarnates in different form according to the necessity. Just like, for example, when the Rasa Leela dances happen, and the Supreme Lord, and he manifests. Each gopi, Krishna manifests one. It is mentioned there are millions of gopis are there while they are playing the Rasa dance. So Krishna, he manifested millions of forms to play with a gopi. So similarly, the Supreme Lord is one, and he manifests in different way. So as a conclusion from this shloka number 31, the one who is situated, the Paramatma future of the Lord and the personal future of the Lord, is actually non-different. Then text number 32, Krishna is explaining who is a real friend. We have so many friends. Specifically, if we see Facebook, 5,000 friends, 10,000 friends. Some people are having a two Facebook account. 5,000 friends in this account, and the next account 5,000 friends. Some people they create third, fourth. Some people are, if they are so much big, then they will create a page. So many people, millions of people will follow. But if it is in case of any emergency, and nobody will respond, what is the use of having a 5,000, 10,000 friends? There is absolutely no use. There are many people are online always. If you send a message, nobody will reply. Only for the sake we are having a 5,000 friends, 10,000 friends. But Krishna in this shloka, text number 32, he is telling who is a real friend. The real friend, he is a perfect yogi. One who is a perfect yogi and one who is a perfect devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is a well-wisher to all the living entity. Because this generally in the material world, if you see, if I am in great distress, the friends they will like very much. The friends they will like very much, because you see, this man is suffering. If somebody is suffering, and then people will enjoy it like they so much. If somebody is enjoying, and then people will they will go through so much of difficulties. They cannot digest also. Oh, how come this man is enjoying? So in this way, if you are in happy, people they don't like, and if you are going through some distress, people they will be enjoy. But the real yogi, the real friend, is not like that. The real yogi means, if somebody is going through some difficulty, he thinks that if some living entity is going through some distress, and he will think that this is his own distress. He will think his own distress, then he will help this person. He will definitely, with a complete in his heart, he will go. It is not like a formalities. Nowadays, if you see, even if somebody is helping just for formality, for the sake, unless if you are not helping, they will think something else. So for that sake, somebody will help it. But the real yogi, and he is not bothered whether one is a friend or enemy or whatever it may be, whoever it may be. If some living entity is going through some difficulties, immediately he will go and help. Immediately he will go and help, and he will find why this person is suffering. He will analyze this also. Why this person is suffering. Then he will analyze it. Then he will understand that this Atma, he has lost the connection with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So he will understand that this Atma, he lost the connection with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That's why this Atma is suffering so much. This living entity is suffering so much. Just like, for example, if the son and father is there, if the in the crowd, if the father and the son is going somewhere, the son always hold the the hand of the father. Somehow or other in the crowd, if the son is left the hand of the father, then immediately he will go through a lot of difficulties. Oh, where is my father? Where is my father? Even you may give the crores of rupees, he will not be satisfied as long as he is not seeing the father. As soon as he saw the father, and he will become very happy. So similarly, this living entity, this perfect yogi, he see that why this living entity is suffering. Then he find that there is a connection is lost with the Supreme Father. Then what will happen? Then once the connection is lost, then three modes of material nature covers. As soon as we forgot the Supreme Father, then the three modes of material nature, sattva, rajo and tamo guna, it will come and cover. Just like, for example, if the security is there, then thief will not come. For example, if you are carrying one crore rupees, if the security is there around us, there's a thief will not come and touch us. As soon as the security leaves, then we will be in a great difficulty. So the thief will come and attack. So similarly, as soon as we forget Krishna, then what will happen? There's three modes of material nature, it will come and cover. So that's why this living entity suffer. So this perfect yogi, he see like this way. Then what will happen? Then he will distribute the message of God. He will come and teach the message of Bhagavad Gita, the Shastra, He will distribute the message of God to relieve this person from the distress and suffering. While he is helping also without any motivation. He will not be having any motivation behind this helping. Oh, I will help this person now. So tomorrow he will come and help me. So he is not at all looking for some benefit. Without any benefit, you know, he actually, this is a perfect sadhu, as the devotees of the Lord, they go and distribute the message of God to get free from this person's desire. Then he also never envious. While he is helping, and he is never envious, and then he try his level best to preach bhakti to make people happy. Because in this material world, whatsoever we try, other than the devotional service, it is a great challenge, great challenge. If somebody wanted to challenge, they can challenge. Without the devotional service, the perfect devotional service unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, and all other in this material world, we may try whatsoever, it will end up with a problem only. It will not give our permanent happiness. The Atma will never get satisfied if we are doing only the materialistic activities. So that's why this perfect yogi, he distributes everywhere. You know, even Srila Prabhupada, he is a perfect yogi, the very, very sadhu. He went to the America, Europe, Russia, everywhere, and he did not have any motivation. Oh, I'm helping these people. They will glorify me. They will praise me. So Prabhupada never expected like this way. So sadhu means, as a perfect friend means, without looking for any benefit, he should simply serve. Even Srila Prabhupada, when he is very, very old, one time what happened, he actually was distributing the Back to God magazine to all the hotel. He is also very, very old man, more than 70 years. So he was actually distributing the Back to God magazine and Bhagavad Gita to all the shop and wherever. And one time he fell down on the street also. He is actually a sannyasi, and he is actually going door to door, and he is selling Bhagavad Gita 50-60 years back. Now entire world is following Srila Prabhupada. That's a different issue. But before that, he was a single man. He was going door to door, and he is selling Bhagavad Gita. He did not have any motivation behind that. So as a conclusion of this shloka, this text number 32, as a perfect yogi, perfect bhakta means, as a perfect friend means, he should help always. If we are happy, and he will also very, very happy. Oh, my friend is happy, so I will also happy. So my friend is going through distress, so let me help this my friend and get out of the suffering and distress. So in this way, we should help each other. So that is the teaching of Bhagavad Gita. We should somehow or other, we should come out from our small circle. We should come out from the small circle and think that, you know, very broader vision, and we should help each other. We should help each other and every aspect, you know, nobody is perfect in this world. Everyone is need help in this world. So somehow or other, we should, the welfare activities is that distributing the instruction of the Bhagavad Gita to all the peoples. When we distribute and when we help each other, then this world will become very, very happy. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Thank you all very much. Your humble servant, Rasika Govinda Das, Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Hari Om Tat Sat.